It's Texas Standard Time.
Time to turn to politics on this Friday. Here to talk about the week that was, Patrick Svitek, political correspondent for the Texas Tribune. Patrick, welcome back to the Standard.
Thanks for having me on.
This week, another Republican Texas congressman announcing his retirement. What does that bring the total to? Something like five?
Yeah, I think we're at five. Bill Flores of Bryan, Republican from Bryan, would be the fifth Republican to announce this election cycle that he's not seeking re-election. He represents a pretty conservative district in central North Texas, central East Texas. Congressional district can be pretty sprawling.
You bet.
But it includes Waco and College Station and Bryan. And, you know, this is not a congressional district that is likely to be competitive in November. He won re-election last time by a margin in the mid-teens. And so unlike some of these other retirements, this doesn't open up a seat that Democrats could potentially flip, at least as it looks right now.
But I wonder what larger thing this is speaking to. Is this about Texans not wanting to be backbenchers in a democratically controlled House? Or are we talking about something else sort of looming on the horizon when it comes to a sort of a changing of the guard in Texas politics?
Sure. You know, some of these Texas Republicans who announced their retirements were looking at tough races in 2020. Bill Flores wasn't, but at the same time was looking at continued life in the minority in Congress, which is never fun in terms of the power and how little power and influence you have. And so you could argue that that may have played a role or a factor in the decisions of these members, even those who aren't sitting in competitive districts and wouldn't have to deal with competitive races in 2020. Should note, obviously, that you know his explanation was mainly family related, talking about wanting to spend more time with his immediate family.
Yeah, that's a common one.
Which we always hear.
I want to turn to some three open House seats. So it looks like we've got a date for some special elections and drawing quite a crowd here. How are these races shaping up?
Yeah, so these are three special elections on November 5th to finish the terms of House members who have already left for one reason or another, or who are stepping down at the end of September. Mm. The most important, I think, politically special election that we have here is in House District 28 in the Houston suburbs in Fort Bend County, where the Richmond Republican John Zerwas is stepping down at the end of this month to take a college administration job. And this is a seat that Democrats were already kind of eyeing even before he announced his retirement, just because he won by single digits last election cycle. It was high single digits, I should note. I think he won by 8 points. So pretty comfortable margin, but it was a district that kind of moved into the margins of the state house battlefield given the results last time.
Yeah.
And you have an interesting dynamic here where seven candidates have lined up for it, one Democrat and six Republicans. And so you have a very likely scenario here where the Democrat is going to be able to pretty easily consolidate the Democratic vote and make it to a runoff. And then she's going to face off against one of these Republicans in a runoff. And as we've seen in special election after special election in Texas, you know, really anything can happen. They're very low turnout environments, can be very unpredictable. And so I imagine Democrats are feeling, you know, pretty good, or at least pretty encouraged about their ability to make it to a runoff that could be very competitive for them. And they could potentially flip the seat when all is said and done, which would be a huge psychological boost heading into an election cycle where they're trying to flip the entire House.
Go ahead. I was just going to say we're out of time. But, you know, you can check in, find out the latest over at texastribune.org. That's where Patrick Svitek is, political correspondent. Patrick, thanks so much, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.